You're listening to the HealthWorks radio show here on CKNW with pharmacist Alan Glasser of Mark's Pharmacy in Delta. I'm going to give you Alan's website address, markspharmacydelta.com. Store is located at 80th and 120th Street. With us, Larry Weber, life coach for adults and seniors with Dr. William Sears, as well as a certified supplement nutritionist. I think the focus of so many of our segments that we do with Larry Allen are ways to inform people on how to look after your own health. It's almost like we have to advocate for ourselves now, or maybe always, and we're just doing it now, but it's really about taking care of our own bodies.
Yes, it is, Elaine. That's the key, that we can't expect to, not exercise, be sedentary, eat everything in front of us, to our heart's content, become overweight beyond, what would be normal, and expect your body to put up with it for 60, 70, 80, 90 years. Unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way. It's all about now becoming responsible, eating in everything in moderation. I mean, the Greeks knew it way back when, over thousands of years ago, everything in moderation. And we have to modify our behaviors in order to have the best health possible at any age. And it's really about personal responsibility and making some wise food choices. A lot more veggies in your diet, a lot less junk food in your diet. If there's anything that's come out recently in the world, especially in the U.S., with their new person who's in charge of health, it's the manufactured food is the greatest challenge to our health. You know, things that come out of a bag or a box that used to start as food and now really isn't. I mean, a classic example is the potato chip. I know they did an analysis a few years ago on what's the average potato chip, one of the major brands. 40% potato, 60% chemicals and additives to make it crunch, to make it tasty, to have a great feel in your mouth. But 40% actual food value. That's what a manufactured food is. And all the rest of those chemicals now supposedly are safe, but now we're finding out they're not really safe. They're not. We can't continue to eat it because look at our society or civilization. Overweight, you're getting youth having, diabetes, having cholesterol lodged in their arteries. It's happening to a younger and younger age. Heart attacks happening to a younger and younger age group, not just the 60, 70s, 80s, 90-year-old. Things have to change. You and I have to be responsible for what we put in our mouth and how we help our body heal. Larry?
Well, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 books right in front of me right now. I try to always keep updated. I've been reading. And this is just amazing. And the book, the latest one I've read, well, one of my two Canadians years ago called Breakthrough in Cell Defense, Dr. Alan Summersall and Dr. Gusto Bones, both Canadians, that they really got into the thing that you have to know what your cells are doing and how your lifestyle and what you're eating and what you're doing is affecting your cells in your body, and that's your defense system. But what's really, and I've gone through it, because I went down to Mexico and had stem cells, and what started me in this whole thing is I had gone to major universities and United States, Mayo, down Texas, University of Washington, and they all said I had arachnoiditis, which was incurable. I'd have to live with the pain, and as I age, you just get better. There was nothing we can do. But a year ago, I had a heart attack after I had COVID and went to a top heart doctor, and I asked him right up front, what's your view of stem cells? I don't believe in it. So his belief then controls it. and you had conversations, Larry, you're not going to have any damage in your heart because you're taking the stem cell nutrition that we have. And I thought, well, that's kind of a little exaggerated, you know, that's over-believing. So I go in, had my echocardiogram, and we were in the doctor's office. Rose was right there, and the doctor looks at the echocardiogram, looks at me back and forth three times. I mean, this is dead serious. And he says, you have no heart damage at all. And it just shows. So this morning I'm reading, getting ready for our big interview, and the book from the stem cell revolution from the biggest stem cell operator in the United States. And here what it says on September 9th, 2000, from the New York Times, a newspaper of record and tremendously powerful influence of public opinion, published an article by Laura Bell, Stem Cell Treatments Overtake Science. We found that the article to be heavily biased, the use of stem cells of fat, although our practice is not mentioned, we were promptly wrote a letter to share. Our letters were never published, and the Times is not approached. And what I'm telling people, based on my experience on this, you have to take responsibility. Know the doctor. Know what the medicine is. Know why. This is what Erica Snyder says. Don't let your doctor kill you. Now, this was a head emergency room doctor in New York saying, you need to ask questions. Do I need this surgery? What's it going to do? Then read up with the internet today. Anybody can do the research, and you need to do it. With that, and then there's a whole bunch of articles that these guys have prejudice, and they're going to tilt their beliefs. And what they don't do is they say it's overtaking science. Well, you got guys. How did the Wright brothers learn to fly an airplane? With an old bicycle, they made it, and they became responsible. We need to be responsible for our health. That's how I found it, and things go better.
So, by the way, the author's name was Dr. Erica Schwartz, Don't Let Your Doctor Kill You. Now, the book is about 9 years old, but the principles remain. There is a pharmaceutical industrial complex where, doctors are trained by the pharmaceutical companies, not by natural nutrition companies. Their area of expertise is how drugs work on the body. And I will tell you, as a pharmacist, it's all about symptomatic treatment. That means we can treat the symptom. We're not treating the cause. Now, we know what the major cause of our major diseases are. You know, like one is heart disease. What's the major cause? One, being sedentary, not moving your body. Probably 95% of us are guilty of it, not moving our bodies. Number two, eating way too much food. That's very important. And having too many carbohydrates in our diet. Again, those are just classic problems. Being overweight and leading to, heart disease, high blood pressure. It's totally in your control. So that's why we're talking about taking your responsibility. There's tons of charts out there on the internet. You can come into Mark's Pharmacy, 80th, 120th Street in Delta. We'll see if you're in range. As a matter of fact, I have a very quick test. It goes on the tip of your finger. It's an oximeter with a program called iHeart. If you go, the website's goiheart.com, you'll understand how that works. And literally in 30 seconds, we can tell how fast the blood is flowing from your heart to the tip of your finger. The sooner, quicker, faster it flows, the younger you are on the inside. Now, the slower it flows, the older you are on the inside. And we'll see if you're harming or helping your body by your current lifestyle. And then we can make some decisions on how to help you. You know, it's really simple. What we're talking about, though, is how do we stimulate our body's natural healing system? And that's what we focus on at Mark's Pharmacy, 80th 120th Street in Delta. Yeah, our number one product right now is the Stem Enhance Ultra, again, which you can find on the website, which we'll mention again. And we combine that with MitoNitro, which we have spoken about in the past, which gives you energy. And then we need to clear up the dead, damaged tissue with enzymes. And we have a couple of choices for enzymes. When you take that package and you decide, you know, how many hours a day you want to heal for, at two of the stem enhanced ultra a day, you heal for 6 hours a day. At four a day, you heal for 12 hours a day. If you take one every 3 hours, you heal for 24 hours a day. And depending how important it is to you and how quickly you want to see your result, you get to decide what you want to invest in your health. And that's, you know, we'll be happy to do the test. It's $20 for one, or we'll do $20 for two people to check what your current internal age is. I will share with you that one of my clients came in. He was an 80-year-old man. He was a 39-year-old on the inside. Now, he exercised. He was working, so he's mentally focused. He really didn't have a ton of issues, but he looked like a 39-year-old on the inside. Now, this is a similar test with cardiologists give you to check if you've got increased your risk of strokes or heart attacks. But all I can tell you is if you have how old you look like on the inside, how fast that blood flows from your heart to the tip of your finger. It looks like a 20-year-old, 30-year-old, whatever. If you're 70 and you look like a 50-year-old, fantastic. And that's not unusual. If it's the opposite, if you're 60 and you look like an 85-year-old, you need to make some lifestyle changes as soon as possible. Elaine?
Ways to look after your own health. MarksPharmacyDelta.com is the website. Look for the Cerule button for the Stem Enhance Ultra product. It's a big green button on the website. Ways to look after your own health and take some action. Go see Alan. He's at Mark's Pharmacy in Delta, 80th and 120th Street.